Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said he's opposed to telling Ukraine that it cannot join the European Union, given what he called the transformative role EU membership has given Ireland in the past 50 years. The Taoiseach made his remarks during a debate at the World Economic Forum in Davos, which has been dominated by the war in Ukraine and a global food shortage.
As a country that benefits so much, we were one of the poorest countries in Europe before we joined. So we know the transformative impact it has on countries. So we're very reluctant, I am anyway, to say to another country, you cannot join or you should not join. I find that difficult, given that we benefited in joining the European Union. So that's the kind of starting point.
Well, let's talk now to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, who's in Davos. This was the Taoiseach's opportunity to address the conference, Tony. His agenda, I suppose, like much of the discussion there, very much shaped by what's happening in Ukraine.
That's right, Brian. That debate this morning was all about European unity and what was described as a disordered world. And all of the themes that normally are discussed and poured over at Davos, in some way or other, all link back to Ukraine this year. All of the big draws at Davos have been foreign policy events, as opposed to events on climate change or Bitcoin or those kinds of issues. Volodymyr Zelensky, of course, the president of Ukraine, addressing the World Economic Forum yesterday by video link. The Taoiseach taking part in that debate this morning. He also met Dmytro Kubela, the Ukrainian foreign minister, and he was due to attend a lunch with John Kerry, the US climate envoy, at lunchtime, and that will obviously have been dominated again by discussions around Ukraine. I think the tone was really set last night by George Soros, the financier, who gave his traditional talk at Davos, and he talked about the risk of a third world war which civilization may not recover from, and he talked about the problems in China with the zero tolerance COVID approach, which had caused a complete lockdown in China, and how that also was exacerbating the effects of the war in Ukraine. So it's really hard to escape that theme here.
And what about Ukraine's ambitions to join the European Union, to join NATO indeed? To what extent has the war and the invasion, Tony, changed the whole dynamic of that?
Well, it's become a central issue in how the EU deals with the Ukraine war. Certainly the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is in favour of giving Ukraine early candidate status, and that's something that the Irish government supports as well, alongside Eastern and Central European countries, who are much more keen on giving Ukraine not necessarily a fast track to membership, but a fast track to candidate status. Indeed, Ukraine has been undergoing a questionnaire, which is part of the preamble to candidate status, and they've done that in quite quick time, even in wartime conditions. So there is going to be, I think, growing political pressure on countries like the Netherlands, France and Germany, who are much more cautious about the timeline for membership for Ukraine. And it's being framed in the sense that this is now a moral issue, and that Europe must show moral guidance and support to Ukraine and Ukrainians who are essentially dying for and giving their lives in order to aspire to a European future. So those issues are now going to come to the fore, and the European Commission is due to give its opinion quite soon on whether candidate status should be granted to Ukraine.
Right. And just finally, a word on this global food situation, and because of the war and other issues, particularly concerns around food supplies to developing countries in Africa, the Middle East, elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, those issues were already causing grave concern to policymakers in the World Food Programme because of drought in India, drought in the Horn of Africa, heavy rains in China delaying the planting season. But all of those have been exacerbated now by the problems in Ukraine, the fact that Ukraine cannot export its huge reserves of grain and sunflower oil, which are real staples for the developing world, especially Egypt. And that now has become an acute issue in terms of how the war is being conducted, whether or not Russia should permit those ships to leave ports like Odessa.
All right. Tony, we leave it for there. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, in Davos.